Well, build my gallows and build them high. Makes a long time climbing before I die. I want the chance that's built in his eye. Well, he gave me balls, but I can see between to a dusty yard and a long gone green. They call that freedom, if you know what I mean. And I drown my sorrows, but the whiskey's gone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Short Bangers. This is episode 65. We're calling it John. John, I never let you answer the last question in the last episode, which was about Aldo's dinner party. So
it's all right. I'm looking at it now and I'm thinking that, see, when you start writing down these names, it doesn't matter whether you think the actor's a wanker, the musician's a wanker, whatever. Like, they're probably all going to sit around the table and just be self-congratulatory towards each other. But in the interest of answering the question, actor, Russell Crowe. Musician, Liam Gallagher. Footballer, Robbie Savage. And my wild card is Franz Beckenbauer, just because I feel like someone should give him a punch. I think he was quite heavily involved in some dodgy dealings with FIFA.
That was Platini.
And that was World... Platini, aye.
Was Beckenbauer... Nah, there was stuff to do with Beckenbauer as well.
Was it?
With, what's his name? Who was the boy? Sepp Blatter. There was stuff about brown envelopes and cash changing hands for Germany's bid for the World Cup.
Sepp Blatter, right? See, if your surname sounds so much like bladder, do you think you should have been viewed with an air of suspicion right from the outset?
Aye, but I think, was he not previously like the chief exec in an underwear factory or something?
Oh, they can.
His ethics case was dropped after time ran out.
Was it?
2006 World Cup it was.
Time ran out.
Beckenbauer. So he's overdue a punch, is that what you're telling me?
Where has Platini got caught?
Aye, he was in injury time.
He was going to be the next boss, wasn't he?
Aye.
And he fucked it up. Matthew, did you answer that last question?
I was going to agree with basically your answers, I think, to like, I'd gone with the hearts thing at first, and then actually you mentioned a few other ones, like, I think I'd be in the fucking arse as well. So I was fine with that. Pablo says, which body part do you wish you could detach and why?
Do you know what? I wouldn't mind having the ability to disconnect my arsehole, because...
just unplug it.
See, aye, just like, I don't know, like, do you think it would be like a light bulb? Like, would it be an unscrew, or would it be like a wee two-pin number? Like, a wee push, turn, out you come.
It'd have a knack. You maybe have to push it at the sides and pull it, like a child lock.
Aye. Do you imagine, like, the sort of clicky one if you couldn't quite disconnect it properly? And the reason for that is, anytime there's ever a suspicious smell, whether it's in the house or whether me and the wife are together, she's like, you farted. I'm like, fuck's sake, no. Like,
peace. Oh, she's upstairs.
Exactly.
This will be. See, I would probably go for my arse smell, but for easy cleaning. Like, can you never have the doubt? Would you, like, everything was as clean as it could be, but let's have a wee look. Right,
gravitationally speaking, your arsehole's in the 100% ideal place, but for easy use, it's probably better on being on the palm of your hand or something for cleaning purposes. I mean,
if you could see what you were doing, can we do some mirrors or can whatever?
And if you knew that you were going to fart, you could just like press into the chair or something and hide it.
But you kind of always want to do that, but you've got the option.
Put my finger.
You can somebody's face.
Exactly. You could. Your directional fucking aim would be amazing. Just of that. You wouldn't even need to do the Dutch oven anywhere. It would just be like a seat.
In the mood.
What were you calling?
Well, technically, I have detached. Something already when I had my vasectomy. I've detached the tube that produces the fucking...
They just clamp it now, do they not?
That was a...
Didn't they take anything away, though?
But they've still detached that because it's not
attached. I suppose they're connected,
So that was something I chose to do.
Aye.
So there you go.
All right.
That'll be that one.
All right. Next question then comes from Neil Whelan.
Get questions in next week about what comes out now, eh? That'll be the next week's
question. Is it just like a wee puff of air?
I've had that all before.
Like farting through talc. It's just the same. It just looks the same. It obviously it's not the
same. Different,
but,
Tastes different.
Not as viscous.
Diet jazz.
Like Neil Whelan says, Napoli have a fat
spunk.
Spunk zero.
Neil Whelan says, Napoli have a player called Juan Jesus or Juan Jesus. How do you think he would be treated if he played in Glasgow? Would he be named? Would his name be deemed bigoted? So Juan Jesus, are you still laughing at this punk?
I'm laughing at him. Laughing.
Gluten free. Juan Jesus, is he a bigot if he played in Glasgow? What about by the way, Rangers no letting, just to take it fucking on away from Seaman for a minute, John. Rangers no letting in Lennon and Sutton to the commentary because they couldn't guarantee their safety. What the fuck is that all about?
Well, they're just admitting they're out of control, aren't they? They're saying their fans are out of control and we can't let them in for their safety because our fans are That's fucking mental. Rabid.
Right. What about the anyone, everyone, or everyone, anyone, whatever the thing is? How does that fit with that? Because
in the small print, except for those two,
apart from Catholics, is again, which is that?
And you're not even a Catholic. I don't even know what religion is.
Well, are they kid? Right.
I think in the eyes of, and I'm maybe I'm speaking out of turn here. I'm going to have to find a way to delete my comments for the podcast, but I don't think it matters what religion you are if you've played for them. A certain support will view you as being a certain religious denomination.
I think you need to filter that. I don't think that's no new news or sensitive news there, John. That's
I'm just sitting at Ibrox. My brother-in-law shouting back at them when we were getting abuse. You know, you used to sit right on the sort of couple of rows between you, abuse and calling us all the names, even though I'm not. Of that person, I'm of the same persuasion as him, but I don't believe in anything anyway. And he just shouted back saying, "It was Amoruso was our captain at the time." He says, "Amoruso's your captain, you daft cunts." Again, and like they didn't quite equate it. You know, the boy that comes in and crushes his cell on the way on the pitch. Yeah, they all abuse everybody else. It's off that religion. Mad.
Kev R says, "Matthew's departure, good or bad?
Is it confirmed he's away?" Or is it just heavy speculation that suggests
it's
is?
I've not seen it confirmed by Hibs yet. It was just in the newspaper, wasn't it? It was in the Sun online. And even the news reported it as well. So I'm guessing it's actual factual.
I don't know if it's good or bad because the signing, the list, you could list everybody that signed underneath in his time, I suppose, in his time, because I can't remember what his previous job was. He changed jobs 2 years ago, didn't he?
Head of recruitment, I think he was before.
Oh, okay, well, fine then. So the signings do apply to him, and we've had a couple of duds, obviously, but the percentage is totally turned around on into the favour of the recruitment team.
Aye.
Being good, and if it is because we didn't sign anybody in the transfer window or the previous transfer window, as a striker anyway, it seems rash, but there might be more to it than we know, I guess. Unless he's resigned and got a bigger job. Maybe he's got a job down south or something.
We obviously we had Graham on the podcast, and it was one of my favourite episodes of that. I thought he came across brilliant. And then I look at the stuff that he's brought in or been instrumental in. So things like the partnerships or the player pathways for the youth teams, then the sign-ins. I think there's loads of good there. So I think if they're bringing in better, then it's good for the club. But I think he'd be pushed to bring in better. kind of, obviously, like everybody, like all of us, no, it's not a flawless record. There's, there were signings that didn't happen that they maybe could have done.
That happened whoever comes in, though.
But
I was going to say, like, could anyone, any football supporter, point to anyone in a Graham Matthew equivalent position and say they've got 100% of the signings right? If that's the only, like, there must be more than just that criteria to be able to judge Graham Matthew on.
You can't. I mean, even Alex Ferguson signed a couple of hoodies, didn't he? Guys that just didn't perform, whether they were hoodies or not. So I don't think anybody's going to get 100% record, but I don't know. Maybe he's leaving off. Maybe it's his choice. Is he? I think he's not your contracts. It's mid-season. Although I don't know if that works like that when you're off. You know, is it like, are you on a year-by-year contract when you're in those kind of positions, or are you just employed?
Yeah, I think just employed, I think. Anyway, Dino Hibby says, if Anne Budge was the lead zombie coming to East Road, what would her name be? So, Fats Prickus has been involved in getting out the Famous Five for it's like a zombie experience thing that I shared on Twitter earlier on. Like, if you saw it, I think it's like zombie tours, and you could, I'm not quite sure of the ins and outs, but you go to East Road and the Famous Five, and there'll be some setup where, yeah, they're really getting chased by zombies or something like that. So the zombie, the question was, what would Anne Budge's name be if she was the lead zombie? Did the zombies change their names? Or are they not just like the zombie version of the person?
I've no idea. I'm just Googling it. I've no idea. I've just Googled different names. This is, let's rank all the different names for zombies, and there's one called The Infected.
That would be apt, wouldn't it?
Lurkers. Creepers. I don't know.
I think that's all dependent on like the style of zombie that they are and how they move, what their characteristics are.
That's a fucking nonsense. See, for something that's completely fucking fictional, that's a quite a level of detail to go into. Like if they're categorising them.
No, what do you mean? Who's categorising them?
Well, you just see like the names depend on how they're walking, or
no. I'm assuming just because I've seen a few zombie films. So you've got like, is it Dawn of the Dead with Ving Rhames? That was a remake of an earlier film. That was a good reboot. Now that we're talking about it,
what film was it a remake of?
Can you guess? There was 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later. There was.
I never got around to watching them.
And then you've got the Walking Dead, the TV show, and you've got different. You've got different zombies depending on people's interpretation of the genre. And I'm assuming that based on what Colin was reading out there, that that's how they've got the names.
Right. If you go to the Big Asda in Dunfermline at the weekend, it's like the Walking Dead. Just as a tip, if anybody
is that when you go, like normally.
That's where I know to avoid it. I have been at that time. That was a thought.
So I think that makes you a day walker then.
Is it? Shaun of the Dead is quite funny.
So there you go. Shaun of the Dead. I think they were kind of like creepers. No, not creepers, like shufflers. Don't know.
And that zombie's called Shaun, eh?
No. Shaun's just... Is it they're oblivious to it for ages? They just think it's like fucking are a bit drugged up or whatever and... Bit weird. They're like me, thinking that was like fucking naive to it all.
Zombies could be trying to shag them.
Sir Christopher says, how fast do hotcakes sell?
No, as fast as Galatasaray pies for.
I was going to say, that's one for Aldo to answer.
Aye.
Text that in.
80295, Aldo, let us know. Also for Sir Christopher, if people from Scotland are called Scots, people from Poland are Poles. Why are people from Holland not called Holes or Nethers?
That's what you said. I thought you were going to list another country there. I thought it was Nigel Farage or something sending the question.
Why are they the Dutch? Where does that come from? Do you care?
No, I don't actually. No.
See, there will be somebody listening to this that's going, you thick bastards.
Fucking idiots, eh?
A
boy that used to work beside who described the Dutch language as guttural German, if I remember rightly. And you know how German in German is Deutsche. I wonder if there's anything there or if I'm just going off on a really weird, no, tangent. What's the word I'm looking for? Like Deutsch, Dutch, I don't know. Is there anything in that?
Deutsch, Dutch.
Well, it says here, over time, English-speaking people used the word Dutch to describe people from both the Netherlands and Germany. It's just Netherlands now, so there is some shit involved there, right? But
aye, well done, John. I wonder why they went for the Germans and started calling them Dutch. Like, that's fucking lazy, isn't it? That's typical British, isn't it? Just brand everybody Johnny Foreigner.
This doesn't say British, it just says English speaking, so it could be all Americans.
Right. Ah, there you go. We'll give them benefit of the doubt then. How did Donkey Kong get his name? Doesn't make any sense. So that's St. Christopher.
Do you know, I've never even thought about that.
Well,
does something to do with King Kong?
Well, King Kong is would be like, he's related, I would imagine, to King Kong, but maybe he's just, well, he either likes the seaside or he's hung like one. Which, if I was Donkey Kong, that would be the one that I would be telling folk that's who we got a name.
You,
I wouldn't be going.
Aye, I think that's what's slowing him down at Mario Kart.
Aye, so he's chucking the barrels.
What's he chucking the barrels with?
Bowling them. you played Donkey Kong recently. So we were talking about nostalgic games. Folk would spend hours at Donkey Kong, but if you tried to play it now, you'd be 2 minutes and you'd go, fuck this, shite. Right, Brian Craig.
There's an actual answer for that on Google. You can Google it. I'm not going to do it.
Go on, tell us. What's the real answer for it? It's like QI for idiots, Colin.
Whoever created it, Miyamoto, he must be the boy.
He's famous, him. Yeah.
He used donkey to convey stubborn in English. Well, Kong is just a generic term for a large ape in Japan. The name Donkey Kong was intended to convey stubborn ape.
Stubborn ape. It's better than calling it stubborn ape. The way I think that wouldn't have caught on if they would have said.
Colin, I want you to read out more stuff like that. Just little excerpts, because your delivery there was perfect. Description, summary, conclusion.
Ryan Craig says, why change things when Hibs are as consistent as they have been in years? To continuously improve, isn't it? So you can't stand still.
Yeah, that's it. Stand still, you go backwards, don't you? That's what they say.
Aye. MJ Plasterin in Thailand said, who put the ram in the Rama Lama Ding Dong?
I don't know. Japanese games maker.
Do you remember the He-Man?
Aye.
Yeah.
And did you have the He-Man toys when you were wee?
Yep. Yeah.
So the He-Man toys is the thing where you twisted the bodies and then they sprung back. And that was, you could make them fight with each other just doing that kind of crappy move. There's one move. But for one character, which was Ram Man, who was like spring-loaded and you pushed him down and he popped up. So yeah. I think Ram Man is the answer to this one. Have you ever seen the Twitter account Grumpy Skeletor?
Yes.
That's well worth a follow, like, because it's just kind of taking the piss out of all things He-Man.
That's a funny one with the He-Man thing as well, though, because that's when we talk about Castle Grayskull.
Aye, that was where the goodies are.
It's kind of got mixed up in the delivery. It's been the weather. Was it a weather woman or weather man? Read it out. The weather at Castle Grayskull.
Oh, aye.
Is that where it comes from?
But, no, I think it was a thing before that, but they read it out and that's what they publicised it. But I'm not sure if it came along with the creation of the internet or something. But it was Castle Grayskull was for the goodies. What was the bad place called again?
Snake Mountain.
Snake Mountain. Yeah,
that was where Skeletor lived. I got the toys for like my birthday at Christmas 1 year. And remember the Snake Mountain one? The snake bit came off and was like a sort of echoey microphone. And I remember as a small kid, sitting outside my wee sister's room before we shared the room, trying to scare her. It was like bedtime, it was like shouting through the microphone. And obviously, unless she was thick as fuck, right, which she was, she would have cared exactly who it was. It wouldn't be scary in the slightest. She's like, fuck off. Aye. Aye, boy, how come Castle Grayskull gets used for Ibrox and that then?
I think it's just lots of folk can't remember Snake Mountain.
Aye. It was a nice building anyways, like Castle Grayskull. It was like quite a kind of creepy, shitey looking place anyway. I didn't care why Skeletor was so bothered to be getting into it. Anyway, right, Mike said, should I use a wood chipper or pigs to dispose of my rat issue? Do pigs eat rats?
Pigs eat anything, don't
they? Do they? What was the film? Is it Snatch where the boys feeds folk to his pigs? You seen Snatch before, Colin?
I have seen Snatch.
There was a Hannibal Lecter film. Was it Red Dragon where folk got fed to... No, it wasn't the Red Dragon.
Did they not do that, something like that, in one of the Mafia films as well? Like, was it not in a Sopranos, maybe even? Well, no, it's not a film. Well, there is a Sopranos film coming out, isn't there? But,
that looks pretty good, that.
I've seen that in a film or a TV programme before. I think pigs eat anything. I think that's what they're known for. Can we just get the fucking folk round, the pest control? That's not easier.
There was a thing on, was it on my Twitter timeline, I think it was, this bucket. And it was saying like how many mice it caught, right? And I imagine it would work for rats as well. And basically, it's a big fucking bucket with a ladder or a ramp for, like, if there's disabled rats, you probably need both to equal opportunities, right? And you put bait at the top, and before they get to the bait, there's like a swivel door, like a trap door. So they all run up, hit that, fall into the bucket, and then that's them fucked. And that was the way to catch them, and then you just end up with a big bucket of rats.
Did you see that there was a plague of mice in Australia earlier this year? And like it was overrunning farms, it was causing havoc to crops, and obviously during COVID it was just like adding to everyone's misery. One of the videos I saw was of an Australian farmer, and he'd constructed a ramp, and the mice were running up this ramp, and then they were falling off the end of it into a bucket, and the bucket was on fire.
That's quite extreme, isn't it?
I wasn't a fan of it. Like, I kind of admired the boy's ingenuity, but I thought it was pretty inhumane at the same time.
Yeah. I suppose you come on, like, however you did it, it's killing them anyway, so...
Aye.
Is it a quicker death if they burn on the way in the bucket rather than wait until they either eat each other or starve? That's a nice thought, isn't it? If you listen to this at bedtime,
eating a breakfast the most morning, listen to this.
Okay. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Enjoy your bacon roll.
Aye. Use pigs, Mike. I think that's what we're saying. I would have put a rat through a wood chipper. That would be fucking messy, wouldn't it? Like that. Mm. That doesn't sound like I would have. Wood chippers are quite messy by nature, but you would imagine if you're putting flesh and
blood stuff.
Aye, gross. Giant-sized man thing asked, who was the best Doctor Who companion? My heart says Donna, but my head says Martha, and my balls say Tegan.
I don't know who any of them
are. I've not watched any Doctor Who since. I think I watched one series of Peter Capaldi. Prior to that, Matt Smith was really good. Kind of a fan of David Tennant. I really like Christopher Eccleston, but I wasn't a fan of Billy Piper, her Rose character. I had a crush on Freema Agyeman, and I had a bit of a weird crush on Catherine Tate as well. I think she was Donna.
That is a weird crush.
I know.
Who's Tegan?
I've no idea who Tegan is.
I think I stopped. What I used to love Doctor Who when I was wee, and then that was like a reboot that I never took to. I think the last was it Peter Davidson was probably the last Doctor Who that I remember liking. I think he was after Tom Baker and like kind of around about that era, so like proper old Doctor Who's. I used to like it. I loved the music. So I like the music actually. I hear that. I always would listen to it all the way through. Music's quite funky, but. I couldn't tell you who the assistants were. I remember the canine, the wee dog.
Oh, hi, canine.
Well, it wasn't a dog, it was a robot dog. Oh, I used to always love the Daleks in that. As I told you, the I think you were there calling the Dalek on Princess Street when they were advertising there was a nightclub called The TARDIS at Shanwick Place. I think if we ever went there.
Don't remember.
I think it was Tony Duff I was with. So we were up Princess Street. To cast your mind back to when Princess Street used to have traffic going both ways, right? And it was, if you stood, and it was slightly like on an incline, you could see all the heads like on a Saturday. It was fucking. So we'd go up to town, because you used to go up to town on a Saturday, kill a bit of time, whatever, do some shopping. And there were, so there was a guy dressed up as Doctor Who with a big fucking colourful scarf and everything, and a Dalek next to him. There's this nightclub opening called the TARDIS, and this is what they were advertising, handing out flyers. But the pavement's on a bit of a slope, evidently, right? And the Dalek's on rollers. And the guy who was meant to be Doctor Who and keeping an eye on the actual Dalek with somebody inside it got distracted talking to some girls, right? So he's chatting to them and had slowly but surely, as they're trying to get away from him, he was moving further and further away from the Dalek, right? And we're rocking, and you can see the Dalek starts rolling, but rolling towards the traffic. And then whoever said it just starts shouting. I can't remember what the boy's name is. But he starts shouting, obviously no Doctor Who, but kind of like Dave or whatever. Okay, Dave.
Doctor.
Dave. Doctor.
It's, you got your laser screwdriver.
It's just that. But it kind of hit the curb and toppled over the main road. So you just had this kind of prone Dalek. And obviously, like the traffic had all stopped by this point. And then the Doctor Who tried to get it back upright again. He's like, a fucking surreal thing happened.
How could the guy not topple his cell to the side rather than face forward?
Well, they hadn't any arms in it. As he's rolling, he just couldn't do anything.
He's got arms, they're just in a fucking suit. He could have leaned over a jerk, surely.
I think he was like inside it. They never took the top off. He stayed in character the whole time, Colin.
Signed up for the BBC on the spot.
What it made me think is that's a kind of fundamental flaw for Dalek. So kind of famously kind of go upstairs and stuff like that. But all you really needed to do to get away from them was just put them near the road with a slope and a pavement, and then you're laughing. Let the traffic do the rest.
Fucking hell.
Aye, for things you remember, eh? Right, so we did again, and it was to John, you went with Catherine Tate. Was that who your favourite companion was? Because
dressed as grandma. Aye.
Liam says, where do you keep your ketchup? In the fridge or the cupboard?
Cupboard.
And we've done this before. Cupboard until...
It's open.
It's open, and it goes in the fridge.
Correct.
I'm sure that's the correct answer on the bottle.
That's the approved guidance for Heinz, is to do like that. John, you've ignored that guidance, so you've just gone straight for this before, cupboard.
He's sticking with cupboard as well. The
thing is, though, if you put cold ketchup on your chips, it cools them down. You actually would be better having it out the fridge for a wee while before you use it.
Bring it up to room temperature. So there's probably, between us, we've got the right method, but we can't synchronise in.
You've got the wrong method. We're closer to the right method.
Yeah. Aye, but my sauce doesn't cool my chips down. It just keeps me botulism.
Paul Mackay says Hibs now have so many partners. If they were a man or a woman, would they be a stud or a bike? Yes.
I'm going to paraphrase Irvine Welsh here and say that in the future there's not going to be studs or bikes, they're just going to be shaggers.
Aye. Now there was another question and I can't remember who asked it, but I remember seeing it and I've not asked it tonight, but it was, I think it was Fattest Prickish, right? But it might not have been. So apologies if you sent it in and I've credited Fattest Prickus and it was you that did it. If you could change your name to annoy Nigel Farage, what name would you pick? I think that was the question.
Your name. Emma Raducanu must be annoying him this week after he's ranting about the Romanians. What was Hadji's first name? Is it
Jorge.
Jorge, we Romanian name.
So, Fattest Prickus, here's the question that I found that it said, if you needed to change your first name to something foreign sounding to annoy Nigel Farage, what would you change it to? I changed mine to Helmet, he said. Helmet would be a good one. I would probably quite like to do like the full Osama or something like that, Saddam. Do you know, go full on with it. What was your answer, John?
I never thought of one, but when you're saying first name, I get where you're going with Saddam, with Helmet. I'm trying to think. No, I've not got one.
you can't think it like after all the weeks we've been doing this fucking show, we get to Edward, all you have to do is think of a foreign name.
Andre.
Well, Andre's a shout. Francis? No, Francis is a bit.
That's posh English. She's happy with that.
Aye. I've seen you've run out of time, John. I never thought I'd have to call time on a question before, but here we are. Right.
I'll see if I can write one down and I'll just blurt it out.
Just stick on to our text it to 802.95, John. Just tell us when you've done it.
See, what's John in Romanian? Just Google that.
Aye. Right. Thanks for listening. That's us out of time.
Finish on a high. Let's finish on a high.
Right.
Was that the last question?
That was the last question. It was I remember being there.
Stop a pint, how many minutes was it? Was it half an hour, though? Because if it's under half an hour, we'll just need to let him wait out.
Yeah. Came up.
I forgot to say the paper for this one anyway.
Well, I know what I'm changing my name to piss off Nigel Farage.
Fritz.
Adolf.
I think you'd be happy with that, would you know? You know.
Probably.
Well, actually, fuck, why can I not get this right? It's just a name.
Aye. Right.
He's Brian. Up.
Brian. tickets still available. We have very few tickets left for the live show, but they are available. Look on our Twitter for the ticket information. Get them quick. If you've not got the money, then now message me. We can keep one back for you so you didn't miss it. And we also have a handful of tickets for folk who are in a position where they would like to go, but maybe can't afford it for whatever reason. You're unemployed or falling ill or anything like that. So if you want to go and you want to take somebody with you, we've got enough tickets there that we can cover the cost for you. So again, just DM us in total confidence. We'll know, advertise it. We've done it. And when you go on the night, nobody will care that you've got a ticket from us. You'll just be a member of the audience like everybody else. So come on for that. We are appearing on Hibs TV on Saturday as well, making a Hibs TV debut. And after that,
we
long bangers. And then we'll have quick bangers Saturday night before we're back with long bangers on Monday. So stay tuned for all of that, and we'll see you then.
Well, they trailed me down when I broke free. I drank all the whiskey in Tennessee. I don't drink water, no, you